From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Saudi Arabia has announced that it is severing all ties with the Taliban government in Afghanistan. An official Saudi statement says the decision was taken because the Taliban continues to shelter and encourage terrorists. The United Arab Emirates broke ties with the Taliban 3 days ago. Now only Pakistan continues to maintain relations with the Afghan government. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Pakistan's capital, Islamabad.
Financial and spiritual support from Saudi Arabia was crucial in the Taliban's rise to power. So today's announcement from the Saudi authorities is a major success for Washington's diplomatic offensive. The decision leaves just Pakistan maintaining relations with the Taliban. Islamabad withdrew its remaining diplomatic staff from Afghanistan yesterday, but Pakistani Foreign Minister Abdul Sattar said today it was important not to cut off links completely.
We maintain contacts, and as the only country that has contacts with the government of Afghanistan, maybe we can serve a role for communication between the world community and the government of Afghanistan.
Although Pakistan says it will maintain contact with the Taliban, there's no disguising the complete about-face in Pakistani policy away from Afghanistan in the light of the terrorist attacks on September 11th. A U.S. defense delegation held a second day of talks with the Pakistani military leadership today, but U.S. officials were tight-lipped about the details under discussion. Somewhat more forthcoming was a high-ranking European Union delegation, which met today with Pakistani leader General Pervez Musharraf. The delegation is on a whirlwind tour of six Muslim countries in the region. Current chair of the EU, Belgium's Foreign Minister Louis Michel, praised Musharraf's government.
Pakistan has taken a very courageous stance. They have decided to stand in solidarity with the United States, and the EU considers this as a very brave stance, which has our full and unreserved support. Pakistan has shown that it can and is willing, in very difficult circumstances, to take up its responsibility as a member of the international community.
The EU is Pakistan's largest trading partner and one of the biggest providers of development assistance. External Affairs Commissioner Chris Patten made it clear that Pakistan will gain massive financial aid if it faces an influx of refugees fleeing Afghanistan.
We discussed the potential humanitarian crisis because of the situation in Afghanistan, and we said, as far as we were concerned, this wasn't an issue on which we wished to place a price tag. But we think that, like other members of the international community, we must dig deep in our pockets to make sure that Pakistan isn't destabilized by the humanitarian crisis which may be about to hit the country.
Pakistan's borders with Afghanistan remained closed today, but a spokesman for the UNHCR said that the Pakistani government had designated several sites for potential use as refugee camps. He said this was the first indication that Islamabad is prepared to allow in thousands of Afghan refugees. After 3 years of drought, with winter approaching and U.S. airstrikes seeming imminent, it's likely that many Afghans will flee and that Pakistan will need all the assistance it can find. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Islamabad.